Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a million miles an hour, you're juggling a to-do list longer than your arm, and you just feel overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to live in that constant state of chaos. Today, we're diving into something powerful, mindfulness, and how it can be our secret weapon to bring some serious calm into this crazy world. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, Om, let me tell you, mindfulness isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about bringing more awareness to our everyday lives. It's about noticing the little things. That warm cup of coffee in your hands, the laughter of a child, even the feeling of your feet on the ground. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you sprinkle some mindfulness magic into your routine. First up, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in one day. Think micro moments, taking 3 deep breaths while waiting for the coffee to brew, savoring each bite of your lunch, or simply noticing the colors around you during a walk. These small acts of awareness add up over time. Ever notice how some people seem to glide through their days with such ease? It's often because they've cultivated this habit of mindful presence, even in the midst of busyness. Next, tune in to your senses. Our world is a symphony of sensations, sounds, sights, smells, tastes, and touches. Really engage with them. Take a moment to listen to the birds singing outside your window, notice the intricate details in a piece of art, or inhale the aroma of freshly baked bread. By consciously engaging our senses, we become more present and grounded in the here and now. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain, a quick escape from the mental whirlwind. Third, embrace imperfection. Let's be real, life isn't always picture perfect. We all have those days when things go awry, plans fall apart, or we just feel off. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some state of blissful zen, it's about accepting whatever arises with kindness and curiosity. Instead of resisting those challenging moments, try to observe them without judgment, like watching a cloud drift across the sky. Fourth, practice gratitude. Shifting our focus from what we lack to what we have can make a world of difference. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, loved ones, a cozy home, even a sunny day. This simple act of gratitude can boost your mood, increase your sense of well-being, and help you cultivate a more positive outlook. It's like rewiring your brain for happiness. Finally, be patient. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel totally present, and others when your mind feels like a runaway train. That's okay. Just keep coming back to the present moment, gently guiding your attention back to your breath or your surroundings. With consistent practice, mindfulness will become more natural and effortless over time. Think about that last stressful interaction you had, maybe with a coworker, a family member, or even just yourself in the mirror. Now imagine approaching that situation with a calmer, more mindful perspective. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to breathe, listen actively to what the other person is saying, and respond thoughtfully. You're not seeking to win the argument, but rather to understand their point of view and find a solution that works for both parties. Suddenly, that tense situation feels less daunting, and you're able to navigate it with more grace and ease. That's the power of mindfulness. It allows us to respond rather than react, to connect more deeply with others, and to find greater peace within ourselves. So remember, folks, mindfulness isn't about achieving some superhuman level of calm. It's about bringing awareness into your daily routine, one small step at a time. Start by noticing those little moments, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, and remember that it's okay to have off days. Just keep coming back to the present moment with kindness and curiosity. Now go out there, be present, and let me know what you discover. Don't forget to share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or even just tell a friend about the show. Your feedback helps me keep creating content that makes a difference. Until next time, stay mindful and thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.